Missed out on breakfast? Fret not. It's never too late to grab a bite.
Today is English Language Day at the UN. Now, this is a day the world uses to celebrate multilingualism and cultural diversity, and we also use it to marvel at the development and usage of the English language. So, Ahmad, you're a native English speaker. Would you say you know the language quite well?
I would say there's always room for improvement, but yes.
Yeah,
otherwise, I would not be hosting, co-hosting this show right now.
Well, it's the best one I got. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about the importance and fun facts of English today. So according to Ethnologue, English is the most spoken language in the world, if you include both native and non-native speakers. So today, every 1 in 4 people in the world uses English. And more people have learned English as their second language than there are native English speakers in the world. So if two speakers have different first languages and they want to communicate with each other, chances of English doing the trick are pretty good, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so when you go to like Japan or a different country, you always just kind of try your luck and see if they understand
English. Though Japan is a difficult example.
I know it is.
Because people typically struggle with everyday English there, but you will find the odd person here and there who's decently well-versed.
Yeah. So why is today English Language Day? The 23rd of April is both the birthday and date of death of William Shakespeare. So we all know him as the world's most famous playwright, who also had a huge impact on modern day English, which we kind of talked about on Breakfast Bites before.
We have, yes.
Some common phrases that we still use all the time that he coined are break the ice and wild goose chase. I use these phrases all the time, had no idea that William Shakespeare
wild
came up with
those. Chase, it's been a while, but break the ice, yes.
Yeah. So here are some fun facts about the English language that you may not know, and I've decided to quiz you a little bit, Ahmad. Okay, so first up, guess how often a new word is added into the dictionary?
3 minutes.
Whoa.
I'm guessing that the reason you pose this question is because it's not once every 5 days. It's got to be in the minutes.
It's ridiculous, yeah. Well, it's still incredible. It works out to one word every 2 hours. So by the time we were done with the breakfast show, a word would have been added, which means that over the course of a year, almost 4,000 new words will be in the book. So for example, Riz, short for charisma, Gen Z slang term we've talked about on Breakfast Bites, was added into the Merriam-Webster dictionary last September. And that same month, 690 other words were added, along with words like Padawan from Star Wars, meaning apprentice, and TTYL, short for
talk to you later.
Yeah.
So, just curious, I'm sure you've done the research on this. What is the process of verifying and confirming that this word goes into the dictionary? Is it like you reach a critical mass of people that use the word?
I think so. I think that you've come to some sort of an agreement that enough people use this word and it's well known enough that it can go into the dictionary.
Fair enough.
Okay, next fact. Linguists say that the English language contains around 1 million words. As a native speaker, how many words would you say you know and use? On average.
God, no clue. 4,000 to 5,000?
Okay, so research shows that an average native speaker with a university degree knows and uses around 40,000 words.
God, I'm underselling myself.
So out of 1 million words, that's about 4,000. But if you want to single out the most frequently used words common in everyday situations, you're right, the number falls down to just 5,000.
Oh, wow, that was just a wild guess.
Yeah. And last quiz question for you. Do you know what the longest word in the English language is?
I don't think I do, but I know there's a word supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or something like that.
Great job. That's a good guess. From Mary Poppins, that word was actually added into the dictionary, so it is a word. But what you probably didn't know is that there is a word that is longer than this one, and I'm going to get you to try to say it. So I'm going to be putting it in front of your screen now, okay? And you're just going to give it your best shot. There it is.
Pneumonal tramoscopic silicol volcanoniosis?
That's not bad, actually. Well, I've rehearsed this so many times for this segment, so here it goes. Pneumonal ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
Wow. Wow.
So it is a type of lung disease caused by inhaling ash and dust. So go ahead and try pronouncing that this English language day. Actually, adding dashes helps a lot. I'm going to give you that. I should have added dashes.
You should have added dashes. Yeah. I was expecting dashes. I do see volcano in there.
Yeah. Volcano coniosis. Yeah. So regardless of whether you're fluent in English or you're just getting started, each word contributes to the rich tapestry of our global communication. So happy English Language Day, everybody.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.